For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Peace, family, is 19 Keys with the 19 Keys podcast. You're listening to a high-level conversation. Tap in. All right, a word from one of our sponsors. Make sure you tap into Goldwater Products. After you come listen to the information, you're going to need your memory stimulated so you can download everything in that prefrontal cortex. You want to make sure that hippocampus area of your brain that regulates mood, memory, and learning is fully functional and tapped in. Therefore, you want to tap into Goldwater. They have Smart Moss, Sports Moss, Vitamin C Moss, Colloidal Silver. They have just about everything that you, your child, and your whole entire family needs to stimulate your brain and your body and to make sure that your immune system is functioning. Before you tap into this great high-level conversation, listen to this song by Tezu Kulando called Goldwater. Peace, family. We're back for season three. This is 19 Keys. We're going to have a lot of surprise guests this season. I'm going directly into my Rolodex, directly into my contacts, and directly into my networking. So you're going to get a lot of information, a lot of paradigm shifting, and just a lot of powerful resources to add on to the value of yourself so you can manifest all the dreams, goals, ideas, and gain some enlightenment as we move through this paradigm. I appreciate y'all for tapping in. This is 19 Keys, and I want y'all to listen to this first interview with me and Billionaire PA. Tap in.
All right, we are live. Live in the house.
How do you feel when people laugh at your dream, 19 Keys?
I believe that I feel like it's their own insecurities being played out.
Their own insecurities.
Yeah, it's not mine. Like, I feel like they sort of laughing at themselves. So I don't feel like I can't take it serious.
Does it stop you? Does it make you feel, do you lose any type of rhythm, any type of composure? Does it make you feel bad, feel down? Do you ever have down days when people pick at you or people who you thought that should support you didn't support you, family members that's close to you?
Absolutely.
Don't buy your products? Does that put you down at any capacity?
Unfortunately, it still does. And it's something that I struggle with thinking about, and I really wonder why. And I think it's because of the admiration and the respect and the love that we have for other people. And I believe that at the core of great accomplishment, you want to be appreciated by the people that you love, because the point of it is legacy, right? The point of it is you're doing these things to showcase what you have inside of you, to show the world, like, look, this is what's inside of me, and I want you all to see. And so it's almost like you're putting out different showcases of those gems and those talents and your ideas and your geniuses. And when the people that you appreciate and the people that you love, they don't support that, it becomes like it builds up this feeling of unappreciation, you know, at least for the people that you really know and the people that you really love. You know, it's like strangers don't support, they ain't got to support. But people who know you, it's like, damn, how did you not know that was important to me?
Man, that's amazing. So with that being said, bro, you progress, you know, through the thickness, through the thin. But I want to jump right into it, man. A lot of people have a problem creating their products and turning their ideas into reality. One of the things that you've been able to do is you've been able to turn your ideas into a tangible product that you can actually sell, benefit you, benefit other people, and, you know what I'm saying, yield your business a comfortable and substantial, you know what I'm saying, amount of money to where you can actually live off of your actual dream. What are some of the products that you have created lately, and how did you turn those ideas into reality that allowed you to live your dreams?
You know, I'm a firm believer in seeds are always valuable. You know, and by that I mean that the seed is valuable, you know, and it becomes even more valuable when you plant it in the right soil. And so by those seeds, I really mean those ideas and those goals and those dreams and things of that nature that you have. And a lot of people, they give up on the seeds that they have. They said, you know what, I'm cool on this. But you got to understand that from those small seeds grow a huge trees sometimes, those redwood trees that start off as that small seed. But that small seed has to go through that darkness, and it has to climb up through the pressure of the soil in order to be able to grow outward. And not a lot of times everybody has fertile soil around them. And the fertile soil can be in a sense of the knowledge that you have to cultivate the seeds to be able to grow, or the environment that you're in, or just that place in life that you're in might not be conducive to the seeds and the thoughts and ideas that you have to be able to bring those ideas outward. So for me, sometimes I just put the seeds on the shelf and I wait till it's the right time for me to plant them. So when I have my ideas, I believe in myself so much that if I come up with the idea, then I know it's a genius idea. So there's other people, when they come up with an idea, they say, well, I'm not sure if this is a good idea because I came up with it. And then years later, you see somebody else implementing your idea, and you be like, damn, that's genius. I thought of that before. Well, why didn't you execute? So for me, I write all my thoughts and my ideas down. And then after I get those written down, I just start figuring out different ways to where I can execute. So luckily, I've had the ability to always be in this place to where I believe that I'm going to grow for the rest of my life. And where I was last year is not where I'm going to be this year. And I don't like to talk about things that I'm not going to bring into manifestation. And so I'm careful at this point in life on my dreams. But I also like to give, I like to let other people observe my dreams. So like yourself, I'm always tell other people about my ideas. Because I want them to give energy to it. Sometimes I need them to give feedback. I need them to help me water the seed and cultivate this idea to be like, oh yeah, this is better. So it's kind of like having a raw crystal, and these people are helping me shape it to a better carrot so that it can be more valuable. So by the time that I'm ready to give it to the world, this jewel is amazing. So for me, it's about surrounding the seeds of your ideas around positivity, and also surrounding those ideas around people who can help shape those into a better carrot of existence. Because a lot of people will be like, oh, that's stupid. But at the same time, I love the resistance. The resistance be like, all right, the fact that you told me that is not a good idea, that makes me want to do it even more. Or I'm not going to lie, I'm one of those type of people, I like when people doubt me. I like when people say I can't do anything. But I've gotten to this point in life where people do not tell me what I can't do anymore. And it's kind of frustrating because I'm at this point where people believe me. They be like, oh, well, you said you're going to do it. I'm sure you're going to do it because you did those other 10 ideas that you told me about. Mm. But I like when people doubt me because it gives me something to resist against. And resistance is how you build up strength.
That's amazing, man. One of the most recent products that I've had the opportunity of seeing that you've created is the gold water.
Yes, sir.
Why was it named and titled the gold water? What was the beginning process of it? How did you create the idea of it? Why is the bottle gold? You know what I'm saying? Is there any reason for any of that? You know, I know that's a loaded question, yeah. But your extensive mindset and as smart as you are, I know you can comprehend all them questions and deliver to these people why that bottle is gold. Why is the name of it the gold water? And what does it do for the people?
This started on my journey about 4 years ago, you know, so like back when Obama was in office. and I remember going on my super health journey, and I've always been like that since I was like, you know, a child, because we was always taught how to eat to live. But as I was like really studying and researching Dr. Sebi, he was talking about the electrical body. And I started to think like the electrical body. He was saying that's how you get your real strength, your power, your brain power, and things of that nature. Like your body needs to be charged up. And so I really started to do research in that area, in that field. And I was deep into my esoteric knowledge and my occult knowledge. And so as I was studying a lot of that, you know, just about, you know, how you maintain that God body, you know, how you tap into that DNA and activate that DNA within you. And so I said that, damn, man, our ancestors were so amazing. How come we don't have that same capability that they had? You understand me? Like, a lot of people think that the slaves that built the pyramids, or the people that built the pyramids, were slaves. But these were people that were basically volunteers that were getting paid, that were treated very well in that society. So slave today doesn't mean slave as it was back in the day. And these people were able to work in, you know, hot sun and conditions to build something of a genius nature. And so I say, I wonder what their diet was. Why did the Egyptians study gold and take gold, right? Why did all aristocrats in different centuries and people through all throughout time, they found this elixir of gold to be very powerful? So as I got into my studies, first I looked at white gold and a bunch of other different forms, and then I got to the nano gold. And then I went ahead and got some for myself, and I wanted to try it. I looked up the process that it takes to even make it. I dived really deep in to try to understand this, because I figured that I need to test it on myself before I can give it to the world. And so as I was reading in the Egyptians, they say it takes 9 months to become a god after you drink the gold. It accumulates in your body over time. And then I studied, like, yo, we actually born with gold in our body, so it must be something that we need. And so, you know, I was always taught that, you know, the 19 keys, it comes from this quote, the first inspiration for the 19 keys and then further development over time. But it comes from this quote that there was 19 million. There were 17 million original people and 2 million Indians. And Master Walter Muhammad said that represents the 19 million rusty locks. But he said that there needs to be 19 million well-oiled keys in order to unlock those minds. And when he talked about those keys, he was talking about the electricity that can re-spark the mind in the pineal gland and have that activation for enlightenment. So I went on this journey of studying, and as I was going to my deeper and deeper studying, it led me to, like, yo, pattern of thinking. And what I learned is that, you know, our thoughts are electrical frequencies and that we have electrical patterns, you know, so they can put an electrical rod on your brains and study, you know, your brain waves. Mm. And so as I was looking at that, I think it's called what, electrocentrograph, something of that nature. But they can study your electrical patterns. And there's some people who have a low electrical pattern, some people who have higher electrical patterns. And so I wanted to look at things where I'd be like, damn, my people get a lot of knowledge, but for some reason they can't execute. And there's a difference between awareness and there's a difference between enlightenment. Awareness is knowing the problem, right? Enlightenment is basically taking the energy of the knowledge that you have and executing based off that knowledge that you have. So I know a lot of different people who may grow up with some of the same knowledge, but they didn't execute and utilize that knowledge in the same manner that I have. And so I always wonder, like, wow, what is the difference between me and them? You understand me? Like, what is their pattern of thinking that doesn't allow them to exist in a higher state of being? And so as I study water, because we are water, water has four different states. We're only going to talk about three right now. Four different states, solid, liquid, gas. Each one of those states, they only change states by their proton arrangements. And so each time the proton is arranged, it goes into a different state. And I think about our minds, each time our thoughts are arranged into a different pattern, we can possibly be in a higher state, but it takes a higher amount of energy in order for us to be within that state. So if we need that energy within the mind, whether it's the electricity of knowledge or it's through the actual minerals and the supplements and the sun and the environments and many different things, then let me figure out something that can alter my state of being so that I can exist into a higher state and so I can tap into higher consciousness and higher functions, you know, and higher pineal gland activation and things of that nature. So as I started taking the gold, and my daily intake routine was, let me drink some every single morning on an empty stomach, you know, for at least 30 minutes before I eat anything else. And I just started, you know, studying myself, kind of like body hacking or brain hacking. I wanted to see, like, what would be the effects. And as I started studying myself, I felt the effects immediately, just like overall well-being, you know, hand-eye coordination, energy, dexterity, you know, a bunch of different things. And then I started working out. And then as I started working out, I felt like, yo, I don't really feel like I'm getting tired. And one thing I learned about the gold is that they use it in a study of rheumatoid arthritis, that because it's an anti-inflammatory. And it's funny because the scientists said that they don't really know how it does what it does, but they know that that has been a verified effect of it. And so I think about that in working out. You know, when you work out, you know, your muscles become inflamed. And so if you have an over-electrical body that has the gold, which is a superconductor because it's a heavy metal, then that means that it should be at the same time acting in a manner where it's actively anti-inflammatory, to where you may not build up that same tire that you would as, you know, regular bodies may have. So long story short, years ago I thought I was convinced that, yes, the gold is a real thing, basically. And then as I started using it for myself, I said, you know what, it's time for me to give it to others. So my brothers and my cousins, I told them what I was on, and they was just like, all right, we'll see.
So let me ask you this. If, you know, if somebody bought a gold today, you know what I'm saying? What, and they put that, they ingested in their body, what can, what are some of the benefits that they can expect from using the gold? How does it, the, how does it help with, you know what I'm saying, does it raise your energy? Does it make you think clearer? Does it make you, you know, what does it make you do? Like, if I bought the gold right now today, what would it do for my body that, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm already a high energy person, right. You know what I'm saying? So what benefits would it do for myself?
You know, instead of saying raising your energy, I think it's more energy stabilization. And I mean that in the manner that, and also like brain cloudiness. Like, there's a lot of times we wake up with a brain fog. And it takes us a time before we can actually utilize our brain because we have so many neurotoxins that's been built up. And for me, one of the effects that the gold has had is that it clears my brain. And what that does is it clears your neural path so that you can actually think more clearly, you know. And some people have said that, that you know, it raises their mental acuity and their IQ and their problem-solving skills because they have a clear thinking pattern. They have a clear thinking brain. So when it comes to energy, though, when we're children, you know, and you are a very high energy person. So when we're children, there's a lot of people, like when you're young, you can run endlessly and you feel like you don't tire. If you go try to run that same block or two or three as an adult, you get tired much quicker, a lot quicker. And your bodies are not supposed to be that way. You're not supposed to get that tired that fast. Even at nighttime when we crash the way we crash and we don't live life to where we are like construction workers and super exerting energy, there's no reason we should be that tired at the end of the day, you know. So the what the gold does is, you know, it allows your body, for me, and I can only speak from testimonial experience, is that it gives me this point to where my energy stays stabilized, you know, so where the it doesn't super fluctuate to where, oh, I have high states of energy and super low states of energy. Nah. It's stable because that's how your body is supposed to be maintained from when you were a child. And I believe until the day that you die that your energy is supposed to be stable. But it's the foods we eat, the dopamines we give ourselves, the sugars, the environment, all of these different factors that play into the corruption of our bodies, you know, to where we don't have the natural abilities that we have. So, you know, like I say, mental acuity, you know, clearness of thought, you can experience. I don't want to use the word instance or anything in that nature just because everybody's body is different. Mm. But when I gave it to my family, because I first tested it out of my family, you know, my cousins, my brothers, my mom, my sisters, my mom hit me up because she has rheumatoid arthritis and she loved it. You understand me? And her rheumatoid arthritis is extremely bad. Like, her hands are, like, you know, bad. So it works as an anti-inflammatory for her and her joints and things of that nature. And just an experience of overall well-being is the word in a term that I would like to use as far as the expectation that people can start to expect, you know. But everything is in the mind at the same time, and that's why I focus on the mind, because you have to understand that as you take any product on the planet Earth, it only works as strong as your mind is, you know. So when I was taking it and I was reading the knowledge, it was almost as if everything that I was reading about, I was gaining the effects at the same time, you know. So you go into with a positive mindset so that you in an open mindset so that you can gain the effects, you know, of all of the different things. And I actually want to challenge the people more so than me give them all of the effects and the results that I've gained personally, you know, because I think that it gives you a lot more strength and conditioning and power and mental acuity and focus and all of these other great things. But I challenge the people to hear their testimonies, you know. And I challenge the people to also live a better lifestyle while you're taking it as well. You know, don't go and drink all the time. Don't go and, you know, and eat unhealthy foods the whole entire day and be like, yo, I can't wait to hear what these or feel what the effects are. That don't really make sense to me. So my challenge is I want to hear the testimonials of the people as far as what they start to note the effects are.
So with that being said, that's a good segue into some of the testimonials. What some of the testimonials are, if you don't mind, what is some people that have attempted the gold water?
Mm-hmm.
What are some of your best testimonials that you can share with us today?
Hey, now there's some people, and including myself, that really like the lucid dreaming aspect of it. You ever had a lucid dream?
No, so people that don't know what that is, what does that mean?
So lucid dreaming is when a dreamer realizes they're dreaming. So you become conscious in your dream. So that imagine if this was a dream, and then all of a sudden you're like, wait a minute, I'm in my head, I'm dreaming. Well, if I'm dreaming, then that means I should be able to fly in this dream. So let me test this out. Let me start flying in my dream. Mm. Like you realize you have the power to control your entire world in your dream, like the movie Inception. So there's a percentage of the population who never actually experienced lucid dreaming. Mm. And I believe also that comes into a form of people's bodies are dehydrated, because lucid dreaming comes from the pineal function and activation. You have a pineal gland in your brain that can act the same way that your eyes act, but on the inner. So when you close your eyes and you're able to see images, that's your pineal gland doing that for you. You understand me? But most people's pineal glands haven't been decalcified. So meaning that, you know, they become rusty, basically. And that's why I think that's kind of like where that rusty locked mind comes, that you needed to be electrified to recharge so that when you go to sleep, you enter into this deep sleep called REM sleep. REM sleep is not always activated in people because of the chemical called melatonin. Melatonin is what induces you to go into a deeper sleep. But with our phones and the foods that we eat, our bodies doesn't always get to that point where it can produce the right amount of melatonin to where we can go into deeper sleep states. So let's say if, you know, you, and sometimes I do this, and I know this is bad, like going to sleep with like the computer light or artificial lights. That's not good because you're sending light to your brain, right? And the light is communicating with you that you should stay awake because it's not time to go to sleep, because naturally our bodies function off the sunlight hours, our circadian rhythm. So when the light goes down at night, it normally tells our bodies, you know, what time of the day it is for us to start sleeping so that we can recharge up. So at nighttime, if you're not producing enough melatonin, then I believe, and this is my personal theory, is that people do not go into a deep enough state in their subconscious to where they can even become aware again. Because you got to remember that during the sleep or during the daytime hours, if they put you under a machine right now, it will show that your brain activity, you know, it's at a particular high level. And then that same activity can be recorded while you sleep. So your brain activity doesn't change. You are just as conscious when you sleep as when you are awoke. Mm. So I believe one of the doper things with the sleep is the, with the gold testimonies have been a lucid dreaming. And then, you know, just the focus as well that people have gotten. I think that's been some of the greatest. And then even there's been people who like play golf and like do sports, and they talk about hand-eye coordination and things of that nature. You know, there's physiological, you know, and psychological effects that happens. So I believe that is like really to me the dopest thing, because there's this genius guy, and I'm gonna end off this point. There's this very genius guy who has hundreds of patents. He's a millionaire. He's a white guy. And he talks about when he wants to come up with an idea, he says that he goes into lucid dreaming state. And he says that in his lucid dreaming state, what he does is he thinks about the thought that he normally couldn't think of during the day, because your brain is kind of constructed through your programming. But in your lucid dreaming, things are not the same. The way you view things and people and objects and time is not constructed based on a box of your programming. So he said that I come up with these genius ideas in my lucid dream state. And then he said, those are the ideas that I act off with in reality. So he literally pulls ideas from his lucid dream state, and then he go produce them in reality, and he get patents and stuff like that. And he's a very rich guy. I gotta find his name and put it in the stories or something when I figure it out. But I thought that was amazing, because there's people who spend 40% of their life sleeping, and they don't remember none of their dreams. So that's kind of like a whole another life that you live. But imagine if every time you went to sleep, it was almost as if you were still woke, and you could remember everything that you did. It would kind of be like living two lives. Mm.
That's amazing, my man. That's amazing. You out here living your dreams, my brother.
Yeah.
Definitely proud of you, man. It sounds phenomenal, and I speak into existence that you continue to push the gold water. Is there anything else that you would like to share with these amazing, beautiful people, you know what I'm saying, about any of the products that you have created and how you turned your ideas into reality?
You know, It's funny, when we say ideas to reality, it's crazy that I don't always think about all of the steps. It's just to do it, right? Because a lot of people, we overthink stuff. And I know, like yourself, when I know you come up with an idea, next thing you know, you only executing. You know, and I think we get to a point sometimes that we overthink ideas instead of just start executing. Because when I get an idea, it's just like, all right, let me do it now. What am I going to be able to do? You know what I mean? Like, all right, what's the first step? So I take care of the first step, then the second step, the third step, the fourth step. Then, goddamn, I done manifested this thing. This is beautiful. But I believe the journey of actually manifesting is the most beautiful thing, and the appreciation of the results is because of the memory of the process. So for me, it's all about just getting started. Like, people wait too goddamn long to do something. People wait the right time, using the right time to wait on the right time is what I like to say. And so you asked about the branding of the product. We want it to be gold because I wanted to reflect, you know, and put people in the mindset that this is a luxury product. And that this is not only, and here's the thing about the business that we're growing, and not only this one, but also the Crowns business that, you know, just released the article about, you know, the headwear being able to protect people's mind from harm or radiation and 5G and things of that nature. And I want people to understand that, you know, when you're growing a business, I don't want you to do it regular. I don't want you to let me just create something. No, I want you to create something paradigm shifting and solution-based thinking. Something that taps into a whole nother function that try to think about, what can I do to be the first? How can I take what I'm doing and be the leader in this industry? And so we called it Goldwater because I know that you never had a product called Goldwater. You never, and it's straight to the point. It's Gold E Water, which stands for Gold Energy Water, or Gold Elixir Water, or, you know, Gold Enlightenment Water. That E can be, you know, multifunctional, multidimensional as far as its purpose and definition. So we wanted to put the product into a luxury capsule in a luxury state. So when you look at it, it puts you in that state as well. Because oftentimes our mind is surrounded by poverty. And that's the reason that we ingest so many other things that are impoverished and not good for us. So when you get that golden bottle, you tapping into wealth. You drinking wealth. You understand me? But not only that, what we do is we sent people free ebooks. And we're going to continue to send all our customers that work with us and our clients. We're going to continue to give them more value beyond the actual gold water. We're not just stopping it there. So when you buy in a bottle, you're also buying into the benefits that the company is coming with. So we're not working and we're not trying to act up like no other company in existence. We understanding that, yes, part of the cost of the bottle is the fact that you're going to get all these other benefits that come with it. So it's not that you're just buying a gold bottle. You're not just buying the actual gold water. You're buying access to the benefits that's going to come with it. Eventually, and I guess this is the first time that I can say it right now, is that we're going to be sending people free master classes. You know, because we're going to get your email and we're going to send it via email. We're going to be sending you all sort of different stuff. And I let me not say free, but let's just say that's built into the cost. When you create and you design a luxury company, everything is built into the cost. When I used to work for Prada, and what they used to have is they entered these boat races. And I used to wonder, like, yo, these boat races are expensive. These boats cost millions of dollars. The marketing for it costs millions of dollars. Everything, like these CEOs and these vice presidents and these handmade people that they got, like everything in that process costs a lot of money. And by the time you get your product, you don't think about all of the costs that's been put into the marketing, the product development, the culture that's surrounding it. All of that is built into the cost. Mm. So when you're creating a product, you have to remember that, or when you buy into anything of a luxury product, you have to remember that you're not just buying this product. You're buying into the cost of the culture that's curated and the luxury that's built into it. So this is more of a lifestyle brand. Somebody just commented, hella value. The books are golden. Hey, I appreciate you, XOXO Goddess. So, you know, that's the same thing we did when, you know, we created the crowns now that are going to be coming into with these capsules. And each one is going to be autographed. And I'm not going to show too much of that, but I want people to understand that, you know, a lot of people, you know, just being able to create a crown that protects you from frequencies and vibrations that are harmful to you, it's also an educational piece, right? Because this is also my way of informing society about something that can have a dire health effect towards you. So not by even putting that article out, is more so saying that, yo, you might not realize, but this technology that we're constantly using and the technology that's coming is not good for us. So the actual 5G technology, what most people don't know, that it's utilized as a military-grade weapon. It's utilized as a crowd control weapon. And you can look this up on the Department of Defense, and they will show you that the actual research on it. And that, you know, they use it as crowd control to where, let's say if it's a riot going on, they will shoot 5G at the crowd, basically. And some of the protesters in the crowd will say that they experience their body overheating. And what this does is it disperses the crowd. So it's like in some countries, you know, and I was just watching something else on it yesterday. They were saying that this 5G, because, we, you know, our brains are electrical and it acts off signals. So when you're seeing such a strong condensed signal, because what it is, it's very condensed and a short wave. So when you send a strong signal to the brain, it actually can alter the way you're thinking. So what I wanted to do is, you know, you have the crown. The crown also represents the crown chakra, the chakra at the top of your mind that represents your intuition, your intellect, your higher thinking. I wanted something that protects your actual crown chakra, that protects your mind from people altering your way of thinking in your higher consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, each design, you know, and each product is an evolution to it. And these are just the first stages. So investing into these products and investing into the business is just a way of getting out more solutions to the people, communicating solutions. My creative capacity just thinks about different ways instead of saying, hey, this stuff is bad for you. I'll be like, hey, I built into a product that has a design in it that creates a solution. You know what I mean? Now, also, let me tell you about the problems that we're solving. Instead of just saying, let me tell you about the problems, and now you know about them and you feel helpless, and now this is another thing in your day to worry about. I want it to act as more so a therapeutic thing, to where it's like, it's another thing I don't have to worry about, that I can at least feel comfortable and move throughout my day and focus on.
Boom. 19 Keys over here. All of the inspirational keys, man. Y'all tap in with 19 Keys. Man, I appreciate you for, you know, just tapping in and coming on to the show today and sharing with all of, you know what I'm saying, the good people, man, you know, the influence, the, you know, all of the products that you have actually created, man. So I appreciate your existence, brother. Keep creating that dream into reality. And to anybody that's listening, if you have an idea, I speak into existence that you will never put your dreams in another person's hand, because they're not going to love your dream like you. You got to take that idea. You got to turn that idea into reality. Not all the time do you have to wait on Christmas to open the gifts that God has given you. You can open those gifts all day, every day. You do not need a man-made holiday to sit down and give thanks to your family. You can give thanks to your gifts, to your products, and all of that beautiful stuff. You might not create gold water, but you're able to create whatever it is that you want to create, whether that's a clothing line, whether that's a business, whether that's a tax company, whether you want to make a new car, create something, whatever in your mind, man. If you can think it, you really can manifest it. But the reason why you probably haven't manifested it is because you spend more time thinking about what if you don't make it instead of saying, what if you do?
Mm.
I speak into existence that you change your paradigm and you shift your mindset to think, what if you do make it? Instead of saying you broke, say it's not in my budget. Instead of saying CAN'T, what if we said we will and we can? I speak this into existence. See, I didn't just tell you not to eat the negative food, but I provided you with a solution on what you could eat that better yourself. Because so many times we get people that criticize us and tell us everything that we do wrong, but don't tell us anything that we can do right to add value into our life.
You just dropped the ball right there. You just dropped the ball right there, boy.
So with that said, it has been amazing. And I pray to God that 19 Keys takes this interview, shares it around the world. Because I know that it's somebody that's out there that's listening to this interview. This wasn't to come on to sell you anything. This wasn't to come on to just to promote anything. It was more so to sell, promote, and inspire you to speak your dreams into existence. The main focus was not just to push products on you. The main focus was not just to sell you nothing. Of course, we're going to wake up every single day and we're going to push our products and push our services. You know why? Because we don't have side jobs. This is all we do for a living. You know what I'm saying?
You see what my shirt says? Billionaire, what that shirt say?
It says Black Money Matters.
Hey, y'all go find Black Money Matters and tap in. You understand me? So I want to say this last thing. Capital is important. Resources are important. you're not going to get support from the people you want to and the sources that you think you should. The OGs that you may look up to, we may work with, they're not going to post, share, support, any of those different things. So I can't get that resource from them. The big entities, they're not going to support, share, repost. The big bank companies, they're not going to fund these ideas. You know, Dr. Sebi was not approved by the FDA, and nor am I, and nor am my ideas, because the FDA is backed by the government, and I'm not government backed. So you have to understand that a lot of these solutions that we're giving to you are homeopathy solutions. You know, a lot of these solutions that we're giving you are black guy solutions. They're not, you know, they don't come from this world. You know, these are extraterrestrial solutions that's outside of the bounds of society. So when you grade somebody by the bounds of society and you grade your thinking, your creative capacity is trapped into this box of others' approval instead of legitimizing yourself by the validation of your own particular genius. So I always tell people, and I started off with these videos saying that don't listen to what I say, listen to how I think. Develop that same pattern of thinking where you tap into your creative capacity, and I want you to start creating business models and solutions that's designed with this sort of, if we're going to call ourselves royalty, then we should think like royalty. We should act like royalty. We should move like royalty. We should design like royalty. We should architect our dreams, our ideas, our goals, our solutions to benefit the people in society, not only from the products and services that they get from us, but just by the observation of what we're doing. You know, so inspire and create solutions, like Nipsey Hussle said. That's the goal.
And with that said, man, we're going to wrap it up, man. I hope y'all had a fantastic show. Hope y'all had an amazing day. Continue to speak your dreams into existence, man. And don't let anybody stop you from going out and living your dream. Wealthy.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.